We come back now to bring you the second lesson on an holy priesthood as found in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. Now, I want you to be aware of the numerous times that God's priesthood is brought up concerning your relationship with God. He didn't call you just to save you from sin and keep you out of hell. He called you to make you holy and make you walk with God. God wants to dwell with his people and live with his people. Let me read you some verses. You don't have to follow along with them. I'm going to read them to you as I have them written down. Revelation 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests, rule and reign. Appropriate God to yourself. You are a priesthood believer, and you must be a priest to your own self first, to appropriate Christ to yourself. And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to whom be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9 and 10. And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue, language, and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Dear soul, human government is controlled by the prayers of God's people. If you are not involving yourself in the priesthood, you're failing to do more than what you would do if you just went down to the voting booth and punched whoever you want to vote for. You say, well, I'm going to vote because it's my responsibility and my duty. Well, what about your priesthood? Made us kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. We're going to look at that in a minute a little bit more closely. But it's so that you might walk with God and you may talk with God, and God intends for you to be involved in this world and in situations and circumstances, but with a voice in heaven. And God begins to move as you pray. In verse number 5 and 6 of Revelation 20, but the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. The first resurrection is regeneration. You're raised from the dead. What is a sinner? He's dead in trespasses and sins. What does a dead person need? He needs a resurrection. What is resurrection of the sinner? Justification. It is regeneration. Now listen. Verse 6 of Revelation 20. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. Being born again renders you both blessed and holy. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. During the 1,000 years rule and reign of the gospel ministry on the earth, you, the church, are those as priests who are, and kings who rule and reign with him. Now, is this a latter thing that just has come up? Go all the way back to the front of your Bible, to Exodus chapter 19 and verse number 6. Exodus 19, 6. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. Where do you think Peter got that? He was reading Exodus 19, 6. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which ye shall speak unto the children of Israel. And he's talking about the Israel of God, not the nation of Israel exclusively. Does not exclude it, but it's not just limited to the natural Israel. Talking about the Israel of God, the true church. He says that back in the second book of the Bible, Exodus. It's that far back. Isaiah chapter 61. The book of Isaiah, chapter 61 chapter 61 and verse number 6. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. What does that mean? In their former glory that they had as they ruled over you, you shall now boast yourself. You shall take over, and God's going to put Satan's neck under your foot shortly, the Apostle Paul said. So you're going to be named the priests of the Lord. How shall we have victory over Satan? You shall be priests of the Lord, and men shall call you the ministers of our God. That ain't talking about one man, a preacher, a pastor, a teacher. It's talking about everybody. Every born-again child of God is a priest of God. You need to get in there and start working this out. You need to say, well, I don't understand this. It's not by your head you're going to get this figured out. It's by your heart. Holy Spirit leads you. Do what he says. Minister God to yourself. Believe God yourself. Did you have some revelation of God to your soul from the scriptures that you read 100 times, but this time it was different? That's God speaking to you. Get in there and cooperate with him and believe it. The book of Malachi. Is that where I want to go? The book of Malachi. Chapter number 1 and verse number 11. The last book in the Old Testament. Malachi chapter 1 and verse number 11. For from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the name of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. And dear soul, the incense he's talking about is the prayers of God's people. How do you know that? Because the Bible says that. Where does it say that? In Revelation chapter 8, and that's where we're headed in just a minute. God has said in a whole lot more than just these three that I'm showing you, but I'm trying to show you that this is not some new thing that Brother Gene came up with. It's in your Bible. It's been in your Bible. It's been in your Bible since Exodus 19. It's been in your Bible since Isaiah 61. It's been in your Bible since Malachi chapter 1. God said it's going to be done throughout the earth. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name. Who offers incense? Priests. But dear soul, there is no continued priesthood of Israel. It was all done away with. And it's been superseded by the priest Melchizedek, speaking of Christ. He alone now ministers to God and ministers through you and for you and to you. Go to Revelation chapter 8. Remember what that Malachi 1 said, incense shall be offered in my name throughout the whole earth. That's talking about the born-again people in the New Testament age after Christ has sent the Holy Spirit and the gospel came to the Gentiles. It's done by the Holy Spirit. By the way, let me ask you something. Have you ever read that phrase that says, the foolishness of preaching? Why does God call the preaching foolishness? It doesn't say the preaching of foolishness, but it says the foolishness of preaching. What does that mean? It means that the preaching is not that which conveys Christ to your soul. It's the Holy Spirit alone, exclusively. John chapter 3 and verse 8. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So foolishness of preaching, it doesn't mean that it's not necessary and it's not good and it's not beneficial. But it means that it's not primary. The primary continuance of revelation of Jesus Christ is done exclusively by the Holy Spirit. And he said in that Malachi 1:11, incense shall be offered in my name throughout the whole earth. Look at Revelation chapter 8. We studied this when we studied the angel at the altar. It says, another angel came, verse 3, Revelation 8, 3. Another angel came and stood at the altar. The only angel messenger that stands at the altar is the Lord Jesus Christ, having a golden censer. That's one of those things that's on a chain that had holes in it shaped like an egg. Put fire in it and put incense on it, and that incense brought smoke through that thing, and they perfumed the atmosphere with it. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints. Are you born again? Yes, then you're a saint. Well, the Pope has to make you a saint. No, he don't. Pope never has made anybody a saint. Well, yeah, I know he has made saint this and saint the other. No, they wasn't really saints. Pope can't make a saint. Only Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost can. And everybody that is born again is a saint of God. And everybody that is a newborn babe is a priest of God. We have been so dumbed down by thinking that a priesthood is only an exclusive few. And I'm not in. When I leave that church, drive out of that parking lot, I'm on my own. No, you're not. You're in better shape outside that church, driving down the road by yourself, than you were sitting in it if you think that anything in that church appropriates Christ to you. Nobody, no thing but the Holy Spirit can appropriate Christ to you, dear soul. And you have the same Holy Spirit that was in the Apostle John, that was in the Apostle Peter, and watch it, you ain't going to believe this, hold on to your seat. You have the same Holy Spirit that's in the breast of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell me that ain't true. There ain't but one Holy Spirit, there's not but one Son of God, and there ain't but one God the Father. Those three, the Trinity, are but one. And Jesus did everything by the Spirit that he didn't receive by measure. But he received the fullness of the Spirit, the Gospel of John tells us. So it's the Holy Spirit that did these things through him. It's the same Holy Spirit that is given to you. And therefore, you have an unction with the Holy One, and you know all things. That which the Holy Spirit would show unto you is everything Christ has got for you. He shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Isn't that amazing? Revelation 8. We read you verse 3, verse 4. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Jesus Christ is the mediator that mediates your prayers to God. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar. The fire of the altar, the representing the great work of Jesus Christ on the cross, and cast it into the earth. This old, that which God has is with the prayers of all saints, is cast into the earth. And what happens? There were voices. That's how preachers preach the gospel. That's how you witness the gospel. Voices, thunderings, reverberations, and lightnings, and an earthquake, shaking of everything that we might receive a kingdom. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The devil, listen, can't stop this. The angels themselves, the powers of in the highest, get in on this. Your prayers shake heaven. Your prayers shake earth. Your prayers are mingled with the incense, and the fires of the altar are mingled together. And it goes on to tell you what happens. This begins to shake the earth. And it begins to shake so much, it says in Hebrews chapter 12, these earthquakes cause us to receive a kingdom. The world is ruled by the prayers of God's people, who are every one of them priests in their own right. I don't care if you're a woman, you're a mother, you're a wife, you're a sister, you're a daughter. If you are born again, you are a priest. For there's not bond or free, male nor female in Christ Jesus, but everyone is one. if you are a born again Christian, and you don't even want to stand up and read the Bible in public, you don't feel confident doing that, don't make no difference. You are a priest. If you are a sincere desire of the milk of God's word, if you're born again, you are a priest of God, and you have a responsibility to minister Christ to your own self. And God says, I'm listening out for your prayers. Ask and it shall be given. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Seek and you shall find. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying without ceasing. Do you see what's going on in the world? Such ungodliness, such vulgarity. I can't believe the world that I'm living in now compared to the world I was born in. It's altogether different. Does it bother you? Pray about it. Well, I'm going to go down to the hall and vote against it. So good for you. I'm glad you do. I'm not saying don't do that, but I'm telling you there's something else far more powerful and far more effectual, and that is you occupying your priesthood like you should and praying to God, and God would minister your prayers to Christ, and Christ would commingle your prayers with his work on Calvary and cast it into the earth and shake the whole earth. It was said the Queen of England feared John Knox's prayers more than she did the armies of foreign nations. Just so we need to get back to God. We need to quit practicing religiosity and get back to spirituality. We need to understand that these things that God has done for us, these things are those things that will cause us to be able to walk with God and to see this world made into the likeness of that which God would have it made into. You need to pray without ceasing. Now, I don't know where to go now. Isaiah 65:1. Let me just read you some more verses. There's so much in this. I hope I haven't confused you. Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 1. I sought of them that asked not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that is not called by my name. That's the reason it's a holy nation. In chapter 66 of Isaiah, beginning with verse 18. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, languages, and they shall come and see my glory. How's that going to happen? It's talking about the gospel kingdom. It's talking about in the Old Testament, it was exclusively held to nothing but the nation of Israel. But in the New Testament, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. It is to be worldwide. This ain't talking about some millennium down at the end where, you know, everybody's going to get. It's talking about the gospel kingdom. He said, and they shall come and see my glory. And I will set a sign among them. This is Isaiah 66, verse 19. And I will send those that escape of them unto the nation, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the isles afar off. That's us, America, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. These priests are going out to everywhere. And they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto the Lord out of all nations, upon horses, chariots, litters, mules, swift beasts, to my holy mountain Jerusalem. Talk about the church, saith the Lord, as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of God. And I will also take of them for priests and Levites, saith the Lord. The gospel age is a gospel kingdom of priests this passage right here, though it's hidden in the darkness of the Old Testament language and rhetoric, the law having a shadow of things to come. It's kind of shadowy, yet it is understood and it is only brought forth and it is only revealed, dear soul, as the new heavens and new earth, so that we can understand and see that it is the gospel kingdom where every born-again believer is a priest in his own right. Let your light so shine before men. Didn't have to take a trip on an airplane and fly to another nation and learn a new language. Right where you are, be a priest in your own right, and let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Do what God told you to do. We don't need to get an organization together and try to figure out what's going to be our theme for this next coming year. And get everybody organized, and boy, we're going to really stir up this city for the glory of God. You're just going to make a mess. Leave God's people alone and let them follow the Holy Spirit. There's nothing any greater than that. Ye shall be witnesses unto me. Ye shall be witnesses unto me. They are witnesses. Why? They're priests in their own order. They appropriate God to themselves by the Holy Spirit. They appropriate God to others by the Holy Spirit. This is the way that it is supposed to be. What is their sacrifice? The book of Romans, chapter number 12, and verse number 1. I beseech you, I entreat you, I beg you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies, watch out, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable worship. My King James Bible said service. Yep, but that word service comes from the word worship. That ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. Do what I told you to do. If you find your life, you shall lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake and practice your priesthood like you should and do what God tells you to do, you shall find your life into eternity. God will be glorified. The isles are far off. The kingdoms of this world are going to become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. How? Through his generation of priests. We have really hurt ourselves. In the Southern Baptist Church where I came from, we'd get together every year and we would elect officers. Whatever in the world that was. Dear soul, we're already elected. Chosen in him from the foundation of the world, Ephesians chapter 2. Just find out who has the gifts, who is the one that has their priesthood made manifest. Leave God's people alone. Quit trying to make a reprobate religionist into something that the other people have to cow down to. We have hurt God's people by putting religious people above spiritual people. Dear soul, who did God choose? I chose the weak things, the foolish things, the base things, and the things that are not, that no flesh should glory in my presence. And you're going to find, dear soul, that sometimes those that are least esteemed among us are those that God has chosen. Why? Because they have learned to follow the Lord. They don't have anything else. They don't have the gift of oratory. They don't have the gift to be able to persuade you to follow them. All they can do is tell you to follow the Lord. The church is in a mess because we have gone into professionalism.
Well, he went to college, you know. He can tell us things.
Did Peter go to college?
No.
Did James or John? Not that I know of.
I haven't spent one single day in a Bible college or a Bible school. Dear soul, God showed me.
This is what the church is. This is how the church is carried on. This is the ministry of the true church of God by the Spirit. Priests in their own right, let them walk with God. Hebrews chapter 13, the book of Hebrews. Chapter 13. Verse number 12. Hebrews 13:12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without or outside the gate of Jerusalem. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. We don't have a place. He told the woman at the well, it's not this mountain that you Samaritans worship in, and it's not going to be Jerusalem, the mountain that the Jews worship in. For it's not going to be time and place. From now on, when the Holy Spirit comes, it shall be attitude. It shall be condition of heart. But they that worship him must worship him not in the Baptist church on Sunday morning, but in spirit and in truth wherever the Holy Spirit meets you. Going to be a generation of priests. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. The sacrifice of praise. That's what ministers do. That's what priests do. In the New Testament church, in the organism of the body of Christ, not necessarily in the organization of religious practice, that they might offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, which is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. The book of Hosea talks about the calves of our lips. And I thought, what do you mean calves? A calf is a baby cow. Well, what was he talking about? Well, instead of saying a sacrifice of our lips, he just went to what they sacrificed, a calf. So he talks about the sacrifice of our lips, the calves of our lips, offering praise to God. And their soul, that's what priests do. That's how it's supposed to work. That's the way that it is supposed to be. So we understand and see. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3. We understand, see, that it is a spiritual thing. It is a thing of the Holy Ghost. It is not by man, not by might, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. It's done by God's Spirit. Not by the power of one man, not by the might of a group of people, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. We've messed God up in this generation that we live in, and no wonder our nation is in such a mess, because they hate religion. Your grandchildren don't want to go to church, and you really can't blame them. What they've seen in churchianity has turned them off. But dear soul, if they ever see what they have in Christ Jesus through people being priests in their own right and order and appropriating Christ by the Holy Spirit, dying to themselves and living to the Lord Jesus, they will have a hunger and thirst after righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse 1. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of recommendation? Well, we're in need of a pastor, but I wish that guy would send us his resume. Paul said, I'm not going to do that. That's not the way it's done. Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Look at the priests that are ministering and appropriating Christ to themselves and to the world. For as much as ye are manifested, declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we have We are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament. Now, he's not talking about the New Testament versus the Old Testament in your Bible. He's talking about the New Covenant. He's talking about the law being satisfied by the blood of the Lamb of God, and the new age and the new world has come upon us since the Holy Spirit has come at Pentecost. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. The foolishness of preaching, if it's just letter,
well, he's going to bring us a series on the home. We need to get everybody here because he's going to tell us all what we need to do. And I've never heard anything so boring and so killing and so grieving to my soul. I don't want to hear a series that some man comes up with. I want to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. Get me the least esteemed man of the church. Get me the foolish thing, the base things, the things that are naught, that the Holy Spirit will speak through, and let me be edified, built up, and encouraged, and let me be fed by the Holy Spirit through such a one as that. He said, but if the ministration of death, the Old Testament, written and engraven in stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. It faded away after a while. How shall not the ministration of spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation of the law be glory, how much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory? For even that which was made glorious has no glory in this respect by the reason of the glory that excelleth. Dear soul, it didn't work for thousands of years in the old economy. It's not working in the new economy when we have tried to revert back to nothing but the practice of Judaism. Going to church, having only certain men be priests, when God has made everybody, every man, woman, boy, and girl that is born again in the desire, the sincere milk of the word, he's made them kings and priests to rule and reign. And it's their prayers that he's listening to, and it's their prayers that he hears and casts the work of Jesus Christ off the altar, mingle with the prayers of the saints of God into the earth, and shakes up everything and rules and reigns with the saints on earth. They are the kings and priests that rule and reign with Christ by their prayers and by their faith and by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. That's what this is all about. My soul. So we have the sacrifice, the living sacrifice of our bodies, the sacrifice of praise. We have that which is acceptable to God. It is that which we have, which we are able to minister to God and minister to the world. Let me read it to you again. 1 Peter 2:5, a spiritual house. He says, holy priesthood, acceptable to God. You minister to God. He's pleased to have you stand before him. And I want to read you that. And then in 2:9, let me get that before I go. A holy nation, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, that you show forth the praises of him to the world. So it goes both ways. It goes to God and ministers to him, and it goes to the world. Now, in Hebrews chapter 10, this is what I wanted to get to before we quit. Hebrews chapter 10. This is the covenant, verse 16. Hebrews 10, 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, after the old economy is over with, the Old Testament is over with, when the sacrifice has been accepted. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, where remission of these is, there's no more offering for sin.
we're not priests that want to offer up anything new or different or in addition to Jesus Christ. We've already got it established. We just need to work in that. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Go on in. I told that preacher, the curtain is torn. Go on in. Well, that's a little bit too deep of water for me. What can I do? All I can do is tell you, dear friend. All I can do is challenge you. All I can do is by the foolishness of preaching to try to get you to understand that it's not churchianity. It's not trying to be an officer in the church. It is being a minister of God. Everyone that is born again is a priest of God. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest. Go on in. Well, the high priest couldn't go in there but once a year, and that not without blood. And if he wasn't right, he wouldn't come out. Well, I can't go in there. God says you can. God has invited you to come in. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way. It's entirely different now since the gospel has been brought, since Christ has been accepted, since Christ has caused God to be satisfied. Listen, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. What? They had to go through the veil that separated the holy from the holy of holies. And they had to go through there, not without blood. Once a year, the high priest could go in. But you, as God's priests, you go in through the veins of Jesus' blood. He says, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. You enter in. We have a song, Five Sacred Wounds. And they talk about the various wounds on the body of Christ. The blood of Jesus, dear soul, when he opened up that Holy of Holies and the curtain was split, the Lamb of God was pierced, and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ flowed, and that's how we enter in. Have you entered into God for salvation? Well, yeah. Well, then you can enter into God as a priest, and God will receive you anytime by the Holy Spirit, and you come boldly by a new way, not like they did, by a living way, not a dead thing, not just a form of godliness, not just by rituals, not by altar boys walking around with a stick with a curly Q on it, and the popes and the bishops and all of their gowns, and I don't know, I've never seen so many men dressed up like women and walking around in procession, and this is the holy procession of God. No, it's not. It's deceitful. It's ungodly. You go in. Dear soul, I feel like I'm beating a dead horse unless you understand God has made the way for you to enter into his presence, and it's God who has made the way for you to come and stand before you. And I'm going to finish out by reading John chapter 17 and read you what God the Son said to God the Father, and this was their purpose from the very beginning. John chapter 17. Verse 20. Neither pray I for these disciples with me alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That's us. That they all may be one. God wants you to be one with Peter and James and John and all the saints down through the thousands of years of the gospel era, but also be one with God the Father. Listen at verse 21 of John 17. That they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. Jesus Christ has made it so that you are one in God in the same way that he is in God the Father. that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. We get the glory back. That they may be one, even as we are one. Dear soul, you're not just some second-class citizen that God's going to slip into God like somebody sneaking under the big top tent that couldn't pay their way in. It's not just God build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. It's making a bold, a powerful, abundant entrance into the presence of eternal glory, for that's what the cross of Jesus Christ did for you. It's paid for. Go on in. Jesus said, it's already established. It's going to be like I am one with the Father. Believe it. Take it up. Go on in. Priesthood of the believer. You need to believe that. Dear soul, listen, there is no Christianity except with those who are priests, who are minister and live and work before Almighty God. God is inviting you in, not just to be some second-class citizen, but to come on in and offer praise to God in oneness with Jesus Christ. I don't know what else to say. I'm just going to stop right here and invite Brother Bobby Quick to come and bring us one of his glorious songs. Come on, Brother Bobby.
At last indeed, my Savior bleed, and did my sovereign die. Would he devote that sacred head, as far a worm like bait? Was he hide and shut his glories in? In Christ my mighty Savior died for man the creature's sin. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. By faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Away. It's all that I can do. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory have died, all my pride and self I count but loss for the glory of my Lord. Mm-hmm. cross, at the cross where I first saw my light. And the burden of my heart rolled away. I remember it was there by faith I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day.